Title: Medicaid in the Crosshairs, What Restructuring Could Mean for States, Providers, and Beneficiaries. Content: As budget negotiations heat up in Washington, Medicaid has emerged as a key target for cost-cutting measures. With policymakers looking to trim federal spending while maintaining commitments to Social Security and Medicare, Medicaid is one of the few major programs left on the table. Proposals floating around Capitol Hill include everything from block grants and per capita caps to stricter eligibility requirements and reductions in federal matching rates. These potential changes could fundamentally alter the structure of Medicaid, shifting more financial responsibility to states and reshaping access to care for millions of Americans. Waivers, a policy battleground. One of the most immediate levers for Medicaid reform lies in the use of Section 1115 waivers, which allow states to test innovative ways to deliver and finance care. Historically, waivers have been used to expand coverage, integrate social determinants of health into Medicaid, and experiment with new payment models. Under the Biden administration, states received waivers for initiatives like continuous eligibility for young children, health-related social needs interventions, and pre-release Medicaid coverage for individuals exiting incarceration. Many of these waivers are now under review, and the current administration may opt to roll them back, cutting off funding for programs designed to improve access and reduce health disparities. At the same time, some states are eyeing waivers as a vehicle for more restrictive Medicaid policies, including work requirements and premium obligations for low-income enrollees. These policies, which were a hallmark of the first Trump administration, could return in full force, despite previous legal challenges. While work requirements are often framed as a way to encourage self-sufficiency, past attempts have led to significant coverage losses due to administrative complexity and reporting barriers. Georgia remains the only state actively implementing work requirements today, but other states could quickly follow suit if federal leadership signals support for these policies. Federal financing, more state burden, fewer federal dollars. The core structure of Medicaid financing, a federal-state matching system, has long provided states with a reliable source of funding for healthcare. However, a range of proposals could shift more of the financial burden to states. One option is reducing the enhanced federal match for the Affordable Care Act expansion population, which currently stands at 90%. Rolling it back to standard Medicaid match rates would force expansion states to pick up a larger share of the tab, potentially leading some to scale back or even withdraw from expansion altogether. Another major consideration is the reduction or elimination of provider taxes and intergovernmental transfers, which many states rely on to fund Medicaid. Provider taxes currently help states generate the non-federal share of Medicaid dollars, but restrictions on these financing tools could leave states scrambling to fill budget gaps. Without new revenue sources, states may have no choice but to cut provider rates, reduce optional benefits, or impose enrollment caps. The ripple effect on providers and beneficiaries. The impact of Medicaid restructuring would extend beyond state governments. Providers, particularly safety net hospitals, nursing homes, and home care agencies, could see sharp reductions in reimbursement, making it harder to sustain services for Medicaid populations. Proposals to limit state-directed payments and disproportionate share hospital funds could further destabilize facilities that serve a high percentage of low-income patients. For Medicaid beneficiaries, the stakes are even higher. Changes in eligibility criteria, enrollment procedures, or benefit packages could leave millions without coverage. Older adults and individuals with disabilities who rely on Medicaid for long-term care may face significant barriers if states scale back HCBS funding, tighten income requirements, or impose cost-sharing mechanisms. What comes next? Medicaid is at a crossroads. As policymakers weigh different restructuring options, stakeholders across the healthcare landscape, including states, providers, and advocacy groups, must be prepared to engage. The decisions made in the coming months could redefine Medicaid's role in the healthcare.